The Prophet ﷺ has told us, من عالى جاريتين حتى تبلغا جاء يوم القيامة أنا وهو وضم أصابعه. Whoever raises two girls properly till maturity, he and I will be like this on judgment day, interlacing his fingers, showing how close you'll be for raising two daughters properly. The Prophet ﷺ furthermore says, من عالى ثلاث بنات فأدبهن وزوجهن وأحسن إليهن فله الجنة. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, whoever raises three daughters, disciplining them, teaching them good manners, marries them off, and does good by them, does ihsan and excellence towards them, he will go to paradise. And furthermore, there once was an incident mentioned in Sahih Bukhari in which a woman came, she had two daughters, but no man. And they were asking for help. And then when the Prophet ﷺ heard about this situation from his wife Aisha radhiyallahu anha, he informed everyone what? من يلي من هذه البنات شيئا فأحسن إليهن كن له سترا من النار. Whoever takes custody of these two girls and takes care of these two girls and treats them generously, then they will be a shield for him from the fire. SubhanAllah, why is it the case? Have you ever wondered, how is it the case? Over and over again, there is so much emphasis on what? On raising daughters well. Why is there so much reward? Why is it such a great thing? Of course, only Allah Ta'ala knows for sure. And there are many different hypotheses that we can offer. But for today, I would like to offer two hypotheses. Number one, because of how much long-lasting damage bad fathers cause to their daughters. It's not just about how good it is to raise them right. You get so much reward for raising them right. Why? Because of how detrimental it is when you do a bad job. And secondly, because of how common bad fathering is, unfortunately. It seems that there are many parents, many fathers in particular, that are neglecting their daughters and doing a very poor job of raising them right. Fathers must balance between a number of duties that they hold, a number of jobs they must hold towards their daughters. Number one, they have to build them up. Build up your daughter's self-esteem with unconditional love, hugs and kisses, affection, encouragement, words of affirmation, taking interest in what they're doing. You have to build them up. At the same time, you don't want to go to an extreme. You also have to humble them. It's true, you have to. You have to humble your daughter by teaching her when to be quiet. Not everything revolves around her. Stop complaining. Stop acting arrogant. Get off your high horse. You're not the queen of the universe. You have to be able to humble at the same time. There's a balancing act. Build her up in self-esteem, but also don't become arrogant. Learn when to be calm and quiet and respectful. And above both of these is that the father's job is to provide security. Young girls must be raised with a sense that dad is there to provide and protect. That sense of security is your obligation as a man. To provide and protect and to know that security is there, provided by dad, that is absolutely essential, fundamental, and necessary. So I mentioned three things. What if you fail at number one? If you don't build up her self-esteem, it's very possible that she'll think that her only worth is her body. And we've seen this a lot, especially in the summertime, taking off all your clothes, showing off your body. It's very unfortunate. How does Allah Ta'ala describe this? Allah describes this as tabarruj al-jahiliyyah. Allah describes this as the display of ignorance. SubhanAllah, how fitting of a description. Because it seems to be the case that if you have nothing to offer from your mind, from your heart, from your personality, then clearly you must be an ignorant individual, and your only option then is to show off your body like a jahil person, because that's all you've got. And so when we walk around in society and we see so many people that have nothing to offer except their physical body, we must ask the question, where are the fathers? Where are the fathers at? What is going on here? Why didn't you raise your daughter properly to have a sense of self-worth other than sexualizing herself? Is that the only way she can get attention? Is that the only thing that she has of value? What type of a sick society is this? Where was the father? Was he a narcissist? Was he a workaholic who neglected his family? Is this the issue? Was he the disapproving father type who made his father, made his daughter feel like nothing is ever good enough. There are fathers that do this. They make the daughter feel like nothing you do is ever good enough. So she blames herself. And she feels like she has no self-worth. Subhanallah, this workaholic attitude, narcissist attitude, this disinterest in your daughter, this is not from Islam. In fact, it's from Jahiliyyah. It's from the days of ignorance. It's what Islam came to eradicate. And how sad is it that 1400 years later, we still have this amongst us? This idea that, oh no, I have a daughter, that's not interesting to me. When Allah Ta'ala clearly says, describing the disbelievers, the pagans, the idolaters, Allah Ta'ala describes them as what? وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when one of them is informed of having a daughter, his face becomes darkened and he suppresses his grief. He becomes depressed. Ugh, daughter, can't bond with her, can't play sports, you know. Not like one of the guys. Becomes sad, depressed, uninterested in whatever she has to say or do. So what does this do? You are tearing down her sense of self-worth, self-esteem. What was the second job? You have to also humble her. This is the job of the father. Meaning what? If you do not teach your daughter how to be humble, then what's going to happen? She will become an entitled brat. Now, being an entitled brat is both bad in terms of the boys and the girls. It's terrible in both cases. However, in general, when a man, when a young man or a boy acts like an entitled brat, typically he's put in check by other men. You will often find that other men will quickly put him in check. Or in other words, he's going to learn the hard way. However, with women, especially if they have what we know to as pretty privilege, if they have this pretty privilege, what's going to happen? They won't be put in check. They're often given a pass with their bad behavior, which only makes the situation worse. So the million-dollar question again, when you see this bratty behavior, this entitled, arrogant, rude behavior, you have to ask, where was the father at? Where were the fathers? And unfortunately, far too often, absent, uninterested, deadbeat, if you will. And the third option is what? Or the third quality that a father must provide is what? Security. Why? Because if you do not provide security for your daughter, then it's very likely that she'll never learn to trust a man. She'll live in a state of perpetual anxiety. There are many sisters that unfortunately live like this. Constantly living in a state of perpetual anxiety. Why? Because dad never made them feel safe. Why? Maybe he was absent. Maybe he wasn't in the picture. Maybe he was unreliable. Maybe he had substance abuse problems, squandering the money, drugs, alcohol, gambling, whatever the case may be. This creates a sense of stress and anxiety. An absentee father who abandons the family, what is going to be the side effect? A common side effect is that the girl will become very masculine. Or in other words, she becomes the man that she wishes her father was. She will develop the traits that were absent in her life. I didn't have a man to take care of me, so I have to develop those qualities myself. It's only fair. You can understand it. You can see the trajectory. You can understand the domino effect. And then what happens as a result of that? Her relationships often fail. And everybody knows why. Because there are two alphas in the home, and they're going to constantly be butting heads because they both have these two masculine energies. And so this is going to create constant chaos. There's also another very interesting side effect. SubhanAllah, I thought this was quite interesting. Sometimes it's the case that a father had a very good relationship with his daughter when she was young, just a little girl. Played with her, got her gifts, very sweet, very kind. But then something happens. Unfortunately, there's a divorce. Whether the man just walks away, or whether he's pushed away by the courts, whatever the case is, father's out of the picture. What happens as a result? It could be that as a result of this, the daughter remembers fondly those times, remembers how beautiful her dad was, and she starts to idolize him. She starts to paint a perfect picture of who he used to be. She starts to romanticize what a perfect man he was. Yeah, he was a good guy, but he wasn't perfect. But this girl, she starts to romanticize that my dad was perfect. What is the result of that? The result is that no man will ever be good enough. No man will ever be good enough for her because she's subconsciously always comparing every man to an idealized, romanticized, imaginary version of this quote-unquote perfect dad. And this is so dangerous. Why is this so dangerous? Because the result is that she jumps from one failed relationship to the next, leaving a trail of misery along the way. So in either case, whether she's hyper-masculine and never learning to trust men, or if she has an impossible standard for men because of this absentee father, both are rooted in this father's absence. So the question must be asked again, for the third time, where are the fathers at? Why are we, as men, creating so much psychological damage? So inshallah ta'ala, I'd like to give some examples of this in the second khutbah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam sallim kathira. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. I'm sure as you can imagine, as an imam, every imam is often asked to deal with these type of relationship issues. You get messages from people all over. Can you help me find a husband? Can you help me find a wife? You're always dealing with this sort of matrimonial stuff. Subhanallah, sometimes so much is revealing right from the beginning. I can think of so many scenarios. For instance, I receive a bio data. Not from anybody around here. No, I'm talking about people far, far away. Nobody knows. I receive bio data. Okay, yeah, send me, you know, just a description of yourself. Maybe a paragraph or two. Subhanallah. You find that the sister's writing about herself, I'm looking to get married, but I don't want him to boss me around. He must know how to cook and clean. I can do those things, but I'm not going to be his maid. Yes, I'm interested in children, but only one or two max. And if I do have children, I'm never going to stop working. He cannot stop me from working. Subhanallah, I'm reading this. I have to contact this person and say, sister, this is your bio data? I don't even know you, and you sound really angry. You sound angry. What's going on? There's some serious, I'm not saying this to be funny, there's a lot of this. There's a lot of this damage, scarring. There's a lot of these issues. And when you dig a little deeper and ask a few questions, there's lots of reasons, lots of explanations, but at the end of it all, the summary is what? Broken relationship with the father. Always comes down, not always, it very, very often comes down to the same thing. What are you so mad about? Why are you so defensive? Why do you sound like you're attacking me? I don't even know you. This is just your bio data. And why? The answer is broken relationship with the father. Sometimes you just say, Assalamu alaikum, sister, how are you? Seems pretty innocent. The response is, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. In fact, you know, I'm doing great. I'm doing great these days, you know, I'm just focusing on myself and my life, and you know, because I'm single, and that's a good thing, because the men these days, they're no good, they're not on my level, there are no good options out here, so I'm on my own, and I've never been happier. I just said, how are you? And the rage is coming out. Why? Because of all of this pent-up anger. And then when you dig a little deeper and ask questions, why? What's going on? You find out the answer is broken relationship with the father. So I gotta ask, fathers, what is going on? What is going on? Why do we have so much damage? A little while ago, I remember speaking with a sister who was still doubting whether she should get married to a guy. She was describing this guy as the perfect guy. I couldn't believe it. Perfect guy and this and this and this, everything's good. And I said, sister, how old are you again? She described her age, older in age. Basically, very small window of opportunity to have children. So I'm like, okay, perfect guy. You wanna maybe hurry up? I don't understand. Why are you hesitating? Why are you so hesitating? What is the issue? Long story short, after lots of discussion, I find out what? Well, when I was younger, my dad said, listen, it's important you go get your bachelor's. So I did. Great. After my bachelor's, I said, Dad, maybe it's time you get me married. You know, maybe start looking for a guy for me. He said, no. Now you got to focus on your master's degree. Come on, you got to work hard. Okay. So I did. I got my master's. Then I said, Dad, maybe it's time I get married. No. Now you got to get the PhD. Okay. So I did. I got the PhD. Dad, maybe now it's time that I get married. No. Now you got to get work experience. Okay, now I have work experience. You know what Dad says now? You think you can send me a couple $1,000s every month? Subhanallah. I could have never imagined. What is this? Why is it this so common? So many, you're trying to what, make money? That's your concern? Her window of opportunity to get settled, find the right guy, marriage, children, family, happiness. You have no concern. You're just thinking about your own bottom dollar. You're just thinking about what? How much cash can I get? And then we wonder, oh, these girls, they have trauma, you know, oh, they have daddy issues, and ha ha ha, we make a joke about it. Who's not going to be scarred from this type of behavior? Who's not going to be have issues with this type of upbringing? Subhanallah, it's completely unfair. I know of another case on the opposite end of the spectrum. Instead of trying to delay marriage, The father realized, unfortunately, that his daughter had a lot of problems, very rude, immature, addicted to drama, etc., very ungrateful. And so what were his options? Option number one, I can either address the problem and actually do some fathering, you know, try to raise my daughter correctly so that she gets rid of these issues. Or option number two is what? Find some weak, lonely, inexperienced young man to marry her quickly before his parents can realize that she is just a nightmare. Can you imagine this? There are situations like this. The father's just like, I don't want to deal with her. So you find some young man who's got no experience, doesn't know what he's doing. Hey, you think she's attractive? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, quickly, quickly. Nikah. What happens next? They get married. Then the young man's parents sees all the problems that she's creating in the family. They call the father, pleading with him, begging him, talking to him, saying what? Look, she's very difficult. She's making lots of problems. Can you just please speak to her? Can you please just speak to your daughter? What's his response? Oh, you know, they're adults. Let them figure it out. It's not my problem. What's he really saying? What he's really saying is, I don't feel like fathering anymore. Not my problem anymore. Subhanallah. There seems to be this epidemic, this real issue, with dads simply neglecting their responsibility to raise their daughters correctly, to show them love and affection, to build them up in terms of their self-esteem, and at the same time make sure that they remain humble, to find a good man at a reasonable time. And if there are no good men, make the good men. Subhanallah, if you don't see that the good men are that there are young men that are actually worthy of marriage, okay, get involved. Let's figure out, how do we build them up? What do they need? They need more tutors? Do they need to come to the masjid more? Attend more halaqat? Learn their deen? What do they need? Let's figure that out. You still have a responsibility. You didn't quit becoming a father just because you're like, I looked and I didn't see anything. Okay, I guess I'm done now. If you don't find the men, make the men. That's what the father is supposed to do. As Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who have believed, protect yourselves and your families from the fire. It's your responsibility. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala describes this issue of marriage as a very serious matter. Even before the kids come into the picture, just the concept of two people coming together in matrimony, holy matrimony, Allah Ta'ala describes it in the Quran as what? Mithaqan ghaliza. In Surah Nisa, ayah number 21, Allah describes marriage as mithaqan ghaliza. What is a mithaq? It's a contract. It's a covenant from wathiqa yathiqu, thiqatan, which means to trust. It has to be built on trust. It's a mithaq. It's a contract built on trust. And ghaliz means thick and solid and tough. That means it doesn't just flake away. Things got a little tough, so I just got up and left. You can't do this. This is mithaq ghaliz. It's got to be tough. It's got to be sturdy. It's got to be solid. Why? So that the children can have a solid bedrock to be raised upon. Children are supposed to have two parents who are dedicated to each other and dedicated to raising the kids well, raising the kids with ihsan, with excellence, until those kids are then married off and independent. It's not, oh, I got married, had a couple kids, and now I'm out of here. Absentee father. Oh yeah, I call every once in a while, but then I got married to somebody else, and now I'm having fun with this other family, and that's for the first one, who cares? What are you guys doing? These are your daughters. You're creating all kinds of damage, all kinds of problems, all kinds of evil, and you just don't even care. It's just, oh, whatever, that's their problem. Subhanallah. I mean, we complain about the fact that it's Pride Month, seeing men act like women and women act like men. Well, it's a very well-known fact that boys that are raised without a proper father figure, they do become more effeminate. And girls that are raised without a proper father figure, they do become more masculine. So look at the root of the issue. Don't just say, oh, all this fahsha, all this evil in society, it's so bad. Look at the root cause. See the issue for what it is. And brothers and sisters, if you know somebody with the above-mentioned problems, be brave enough to address it. Be brave enough to address it. There are plenty of books that talk about a broken father-daughter relationship, how to mend it, how to address it, how to identify it. Don't just say, oh, girl, you're doing great, you're awesome, everything's just fine. No, don't say that. If you know somebody has issues, you have to address it. The men and the women, all of us, we need to take care of one another and say, look, you can't move on and have a healthy relationship until you've mended and fixed whatever issues you have from the past. You have to fix whatever's going on internally and then move forward, inshallah ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala make us aim to be the best. As the Prophet ﷺ taught us, who are the best? خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best of you to my family. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are the best to our families. May Allah ta'ala help our sisters to heal from any broken relationships so that they can start fresh. And may Allah ta'ala help us to raise good men who will become good fathers. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa aafina fi man aafayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma a'atayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt. فإنك ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. باركت ربنا وتعاليت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم كثيرا. وأقم الصلاة.